But I want some fresh meat, something to cook. I go to the market, take me about 5 minutes to go there with my bicycle. Go down there and get what I want to eat and come on and cook it. Don't have to store it away, you understand? That way it's much easier for us to get by like that. Because we don't throw security, you know, and you take on, when you live like that, you got to watch how much you spend and why you spend it. So if you want to, you know, pay everything that you, utilities and, you know, medicine and everything else that you got to meet up with, insurance and all. So we get by all right. Suppose we don't go any worse than that, why we'd be all right.
Yeah. Do you have a room in the house where you store a lot of odds and ends and things like that?
Odds and ends?
Yeah, just things that you're going to throw away?
No, the odds and ends, that may be a little lumber and stuff like that. I tend to keep that in my workshop back there where I work, you know, the piece of lumber and nails and, you know, little stuff like that, tools that I work with. I got a utility room back behind there, you know, it's not that connected to the house. It's connected to the house, but I mean, I go all the way to the back fence over there to the neighbor. And I have a workshop in the back of that. I do a little work in there, like saw filing, you know, all kind of knick-knack furniture. And I still fool around with all kind of stuff like that, you know.
Yes, sir.
Keep myself busy to doing something. A lot of people come in there, you know, repair furniture, chairs or anything like that, you know, whatever it may be that I can fix. Well, I do that little work in my little shop back there.
When you were coming up, your mother would do all the, around the house, she'd do all the...
Yeah, until the girls got big enough, she had to do all the housework, you know, like taking care of the clothes and all that thing.
Sweeping with her.
In those days, they didn't know what a washing machine was, you know, they had a big tub with that washboard. Wash it by hand. We done that here after we was married a long time before we ever got ready to start making those washing machines so we could buy one. You know? No, my wife would do some of it, but most of the time I'd get to know somebody to come here and do all that washing and ironing for her.
Oh, sick all the time.
You know? She was a He had enough to do washing, taking care of them kids, the babies. We only had seven, you know. So, when she had a little baby to take care of, and she had to do a little cooking. Not a little cooking, she had to cook for the whole bunch. But I had an old colored lady used to come down here so often. She packed it for every day, but I mean, she washed about twice a week, three times a week. Come in here and wash all the clothes and come back and iron it. And a lot of time I had a girl to stay here all together to do the housework, clean the house and do a little ironing, things like that. No, we managed all right. I mean, we was had a steady job. Wasn't paying a lot of money, but I mean, it was steady coming all the time. I had good credit everywhere. Everywhere that I wanted something, I didn't have to have a dollar in my pocket to go get it. All I had to do was go down and call him up. It's sanity. I didn't have to go get it. Just like it is now. In my days, I'd pass by the store and I'd give him an order down there and I didn't have to worry about it. They'd put it in the wagon and bring it up here and put it in the ice box and put it on the table and everything. All the groceries was put in there. Didn't have to worry about it. Didn't have to give him the cash on the counter. And when I get my check, I'd go down to the store and pay the man. And that's the way it was with everybody in town. That's the way the people lived in those days. They did trust everybody. You could trust them. You know what I mean? You knew who they were, you see the way you live here, it's your job, and if you can't pay it this month, you pay it next month. And you go down to try to give them some money, say, well, if you need somebody, don't have Don't deprive yourself. Give me what you can, and I'll keep the rest. You got plenty of time. Pay me next year. That's the way they used to do. A lot of time, them people used to offer me money instead of want me to pay them. And thank God I don't owe nobody nothing. But respect, that's all. And right today, I don't care where it's at in Morgan City, the people that know me. I don't have to ask. I'll go down to buy something, the first thing anyone knows, you want me to charge it? I said, no, don't charge it. My credit is good everywhere that I've done business before. And that's a great thing. I think that the person's got a good credit, that's a good name. Don't you think so? I guarantee you. That's what I said. I have a credit that anywhere that I go.
Now, in your old house, did you have something out front like this?
Your house?
Yeah.
No, it was narrower than that one.
I repaired, when they done this repairing here, I changed that. I had a 4 foot, which is only 4 foot wide, you know?
Yes. Yeah.